Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we will cover some farming news, list some management recommendations on forage for livestock producers, and remind everyone to get signed up for the new 4-H year. But first, for today's Did You Know, that any person in our county can nominate a deserving Kansas producer or landowner for the 2023 Kansas Bankers Association Conservation Award. This year, the Bankers Association, K-State Research and Extension, and the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks have announced 6 award categories: energy conservation, water quality, water conservation, soil conservation, windbreaks, and wildlife and habitat. The purpose of this program is to stimulate a greater interest in the conservation of agriculture and natural resources of Kansas by giving recognition to those farmers and landowners who have made outstanding progress in practicing conservation on their farms. In 2022, over 200 Kansas producers and landowners were recognized through this program. Submit your nomination to the County Extension Office by November. In my livestock news, wheat planting is underway and fall harvest continues, and many Kansas cattle operations rely on some type of harvested feed to use in the winter months. Forages in the sorghum family are prone to 2 different problems for feeding cattle: nitrate poisoning and prussic acid poisoning. Millet does not contain prussic acid, but can have high nitrates. Prussic acid and nitrate poisoning are easy to get confused because both result in a lack of oxygen availability to the animal and are more likely to occur when the plant is stressed. Here are some management recommendations. First, test, don't gamble. Feed animals with a known safe feedstuff and have them full before introducing potential problematic feeds. Don't turn them in hungry. Ensiling will reduce concentrates by 40 to 60% in well-made silage, but may not be enough to result in safe feeds. Nitrate concentrates are higher at the base of the plant and is less in the head and the leaves. So grazing or cutting the stalks at higher than normal levels can reduce the nitrate levels in forage. Do not harvest drought-stressed forage within 7 to 14 days after a good rainfall to reduce their levels of accumulated nitrates. Give me a call if you need help with your forage testing. We have a hay probe here at the office to help with recovering a quality hay sample to be tested. In my 4-H news, looking back at my childhood memories, family, church, school, and being a 4-H member through the K-State Research and Extension Program come to mind first and foremost. While finishing up this year's 4-H program, 4-Hers across the state are planning now for next year. October is the beginning of the new year for 4-H and 4-Hers. It's the time to enroll and build on their project areas. We all know 4-H is more than just showing an animal or baking a cake. 4-H can be as big as one's dreams, with an unlimited amount of projects and resources to fit. Through these projects, members set goals, learn the necessary skills, and exhibit or demonstrate their skills at events like county fairs, speaking contests, and competitions. I know firsthand that 4-H can teach young kids and adults lessons in life that are very beneficial to becoming a successful community member. Let's examine some facts about 4-H and their members and see how leadership grows with 4-H. Kansas 4-H programs helps kids grow in confident, capability, and caring adults. 4-H gives children the skills to lead for a lifetime. 4-H is the America's largest youth development organization, empowering nearly 6 million young people across the United States, with over 86,000 right here in Kansas. Our county has 6 clubs that meet monthly and give youth the opportunity to share the project work. It doesn't matter where you live or what you want to be when you grow up. McPherson County 4-H has opportunities for all. Some might say something for everyone. If you need more information about 4-H, call the Extension office. Again, this is Shad Marston, McPherson County Ag Agent, and I can be reached at the office at 620-241-1523 with any of your Ag or 4-H questions. I hope you all have a great start to your week.